I'm Nathan Cones here with your midday news for this Thursday, June 18th, 2026. The St. John Paul II Parish Men's Club is hosting a community-wide meal tomorrow evening to support the Community of Concern Food Pantry. Jeff Schuler, the club's coordinator, says they have a tremendous menu in store for Friday night.
It's June 19th. The serving is going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. at St. Lawrence Collison Hall. And we got a great meal planned. We are going to be serving a grilled ribeye pork chop, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetable roll, a dessert, and drink is going to be something of lemonade, ice water, and if you prefer a cup of coffee, we will have that as well. And that will all be for a free will donation.
Schuler adds they were able to find sponsors and donors to cover the cost of supplies for the meal, so every dollar they raise will go directly to support the Community of Concern. The pantry operates on an as-needed basis, which is unique compared to many other food pantries. The Community of Concern does not have income guidelines, so many people who would not normally qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or other similar programs can fill their pantries when an unexpected expense arises. Schuler stresses that tomorrow night's dinner is non-denominational and the money raised will benefit everyone in Carroll County.
This is a parish men's club here that we're doing this, but this is wide open for any denomination around the county in Carroll. It's just a thing that somebody's got to host it and put it on and have it, and we decided to do that, and we're asking for the community's help to help come and make this a great success. I know that everybody realizes how much food and everything costs today. Some families are struggling, and this is a way that you can give back to the community and at the same time help people that are in need.
Schuler says they understand not everyone may have time to sit down for dinner, so they're also offering a drive-through option.
We will have carryout, and that will be on the west side of St. Lawrence Church there, back behind the parish office on the street. So right up, pull up right along the curb and place your order, and we will get it right out to your car for you.
Again, the meal runs from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday night in Collison Hall at the St. Lawrence Catholic Church. Again, the pickup is on the west side of the parish offices on Crawford Street. All are welcome to join in the community meal, and every dollar raised will be donated to the Community of Concern Food Pantry. Iowa's gas prices continue to fall as many drivers move firmly into the peak summer driving season, according to this week's report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, the statewide average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline was down 12 cents on the week to $3.66 per gallon, 66 cents higher than a year ago. The national average on Wednesday was also down 12 cents to $4.03 per gallon. As for Iowa retail diesel, the statewide average was down 13 cents to $4.74 per gallon, still $1.26 higher than mid-June of last year. The national average was 42 cents higher than Iowa's at $5.16 per gallon. At the Des Moines terminal, E10 was $2.56, unleaded 87 was $3.17, ULSD number 2 was $3.14, and ULSD number 1 was at $3.34, while E70 stood at $2.27. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were down 5 cents to $3.17 per MMBTU. Anthony Regional Cancer Center announced this week the addition of a new radiation oncologist to their staff, Dr. Francis Azamoa. Azamoa joins the Cancer Center's staff this month. He's a 2010 graduate of the University of Ghana with an MB-CHB degree, which is the equivalent of a medical doctorate for institutions in the Commonwealth of Nations. And he graduated from the Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis, Indiana, where he also served as chief resident for oncology. Azamoa also completed fellowships at the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, and authored multiple research papers on various cancer treatments, including prostate cancer pathways, radiation treatment patterns, and their effectiveness, as well as cervical cancer management. Azamoa specializes in brachytherapy, which is the targeted placement of radioactive materials near cancerous tumors, as well as image-guided radiation therapy and stereotactic beam radiosurgery. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. We'll be right back. More news on the way after this on KCIM.
Looking for a rewarding way to make a difference? Camper Catholic School is hiring bus drivers. We're currently seeking a PM route driver, substitute route drivers, and activity trip drivers. Bus drivers play a vital role in safely transporting students to and from school, activities, and events throughout our area. Whether you're looking for a regular route or occasional driving opportunities, we'd love to hear from you. For more information or to apply, call Camper Catholic School at 712-792-3313 and ask for Katie Reesberg, or visit Kemper.org. Join the team and help keep this valuable service available to our students and families.
Baseball is more than a sport. It's about the people you're with and the memories you make. And every summer, that tradition continues with the Iowa Cubs. Bring your family, bring your friends, and settle in for a night of baseball in downtown Des Moines. From the first pitch to the last out, there's something special about being together. Come watch future stars chase their dreams and be part of a tradition that never gets old. Explore ticket options at iowacubs.com.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education will host its upcoming meeting tonight. That begins at 5 p.m. over at the Adams Elementary School in the boardroom there, where they will consider the next phase of their long-term district facility plan. Last week, CCSD did host a town hall where they sought feedback from the public on their proposal for the district-wide attendance centers, which included substantial restoration and expansions at the high school, middle school, and Fairview, while it also includes the eventual closure of Adams. Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw says that it's often difficult to find times for people to attend such events, but last Thursday's meeting still generated an opportunity for the public to voice their input.
People are busy, and it's hard to find a time that there's not other things going on. People have commitments. I think that for the people that were there, I thought the night went well. I think that the way we had it structured was it was set up so that anybody that was there could give and provide feedback and input.
Burlaw says that feedback will be consolidated and presented to the board tonight in an executive summary.
At our meeting tomorrow night, we're also going to have a person that's creating the executive summary and putting that information together. She'll be at the meeting to present and share that information with the board. So we're looking forward to getting our eyes on that.
After reviewing the feedback, the board will then consider approval for the next phase of the district's facility plan and discuss future courses of action. Burlaw stresses many of the precise details of their plan are currently ambiguous as they're contingent upon undetermined factors, and each potential result triggers its own unique outcomes.
The steps that happen throughout the year are going to be dependent on some decisions that are made here in the pretty near future. But if we would decide not to do that, that doesn't mean we'll just stop talking about our facility plan. We'll be, you know, maybe that's more meetings or more committees or more stuff to find what we need to do or what we want to do. It's just dependent. And then, of course, if we do run that, there'll be a lot of work. If we do run a bond issue, have something on the ballot in November, there'll be a lot of work in the fall. If that would pass, then that triggers another set of work or another set of actions that would happen after that. If it doesn't, then that's a different set of actions.
Other items on the agenda include board policy revisions, donations, budget updates, and more. Again, that meeting begins at 5 p.m. tonight at Adams Elementary and is open to the public. It's in the boardroom at Adams Elementary. State Auditor Rob Sands says it appears the state of Iowa spent nearly $260 million this past school year to cover tuition costs for K-12 students who would have attended a private school without the state subsidy. Sand, a Democrat running for governor, and current Republican Governor Kim Reynolds have sparred repeatedly over access to information about Iowa's education savings account program. Sand says the report he released on Wednesday is based on publicly available data that suggests only 21% of the students attended a private school rather than their local public school because of the tuition assistance. Governor Reynolds says Sand is chasing headlines rather than providing real oversight. The Iowa Department of Education also released a response saying it's baffling that Sands' report came out, as it does not pertain to an audit, and he is the state auditor, but appears instead to be a policy critique of the ESA program. The U.S. Pentagon has announced an Iowa native is among the eight people killed in Monday's B-52 crash at an Air Force base in California. U.S. Air Force Major Brad Hovey, who was born in Algona, was a pilot with the test squadron at Edwards Air Force Base in the Mojave Desert. Hovey graduated from Adele DeSoto Minburn High School in 2009, according to a Facebook post from the school's Alumni Association. In 2014, he earned an aerospace engineering degree from Iowa State University. Hovey was one of six Air Force officers on the plane, along with two Boeing contractors, when the B-52 crashed shortly after takeoff Monday. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at the KCIM Midday News for this Thursday, June 18th, 2026. For these stories and many more, check us out online by following us on Facebook at 1380kcim.com or through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app on Google Play or the Apple App Store. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.